A blind man that probably for the most part is in very few different areas, especially back in those days, hears of Jesus' name, knows him, has faith in him, and his hope is all in him. So he's not going to let Jesus of Nazareth walk past him without making the attempt to meet up with him. People are trying to discourage him, to tell him to shut up. Well, in part, it's probably because Jesus is teaching, and yet it's disruptive, yet he's going to persevere. He wants an encounter with Jesus, and we see that Jesus stops and has him called forward. Then the people tell him about this, and he makes a beeline for Jesus in our language, in our phrasing. But if you notice, he says he threw his cloak to the side and immediately got up and went to Jesus. Now, in my reflections in researching of this passage and everything else, there are some that have thought of the cloak as a symbol of those things that hold us back, that are obstacles. A cloak back in those days was a very valuable garment, a blanket, a coat, if you will, an insulator. It was a very necessary garment, and probably for Bartimaeus, it was probably the highest possession that he had. He gets to Jesus. Now, Jesus probably knows by observing that he's blind. Don't you find it a little odd that Jesus says to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Do you think of that? Here comes a blind man up to Jesus, and Jesus says to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" We know the reply, "I want to see." And believe what it is it's a part that God wants him to be involved in a miracle about to happen. And that's what it comes down to.